The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2000, Cassini paid a visit to Jupiter. Launched in 1997, NASA's unmanned Cassini space probe grabbed a gravity assist from Jupiter to help it reach Saturn 4 years later. While it was in the neighborhood of the solar system's biggest planet, Cassini conducted unique tandem studies of Jupiter with another NASA probe, Galileo, which had been operating near Jupiter since 1995. Born on this day in 1947, the band leader of the Electric Light Orchestra, Jeff Lynne. In 1972, on the eve of Doctor Who's 10th anniversary year, the celebration began early with the Three Doctors.
Well, it's a bit difficult to explain, Joe.
He's not one of them, is he?
Well, not so much one of them as one of us. One of me, to be precise.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, my dear. I hate to be contrary, but I can see he's a little bit confused, poor old chap, and I do feel you should have the correct explanation. You don't mind, do you?
Yes.
I didn't think you would. You see, Joe, he is one of me.
Oh, I see. You're both Time Lords.
Well, quite. Well, not quite.
Oh.
Not just Time Lords. We're the same Time Lord.
Now, please, you're only confusing my assistant. Joe, it's all quite simple. I am he, and he is me.
And we are all together, Gugukichu?
Mm-hmm. What?
It's a song by the Beatles.
Oh, how does it go?
Oh, please be quiet.
Look, is he really you?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I think he is, Miss Grant. You see, when the Brig and I first met the Doctor, he looked like him.
Jon Pertwee was joined by his predecessors, Patrick Troughton and William Hartnell, for an adventure featuring all three of the Doctor's incarnations. This was Hartnell's final television role before he died. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.